irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, August 31st, the last day of August. Tori's not in today, but I'm joined by an awesome guest, and her name is Ashley Bonanson. Welcome to the show, Ashley.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
Of course, and I'll bet you guys that we're going to have a great show today because the personality is just oozing from her. So it's not someone we have to really coax to talk, right?
Nope, that's a problem of mine sometimes. In school it was, for
sure. Yeah, right? That's cool. Well, you're going to tell us all about yourself if you want to, of course.
Sure.
And I just wanted to bring up a couple of things really quick. One thing, well, like just in the news, I guess there was this a plane from the U.S. to Ireland hit some turbulence over the ocean. And 20 people got taken to the hospital. They had to do an emergency landing. Oh. Now, have you ever been on a flight with really deep, strong turbulence?
Yes. It's funny because my dad is a huge, like, travels the world for his job.
Get a little closer to the mic. And, I forgot to tell you.
Oh, sure. No problem.
Thank you.
And every time I get on a plane, I'm like, I'm going to die.
Yeah, right?
I get so nervous, and I love traveling, but every time I'm like, say a prayer.
I know. You know, and I used to love flying. In fact, I took flying lessons and everything.
Oh, really?
But I had a near-death experience with that plane one time, so I told it a million times, so I'll tell you after the show. But,
okay.
But the point is that I've gotten pretty apprehensive about getting on planes, you know, and I do love to travel. Yeah. I used to love planes. And then my last flight, I thought, you know what? I'm just going to, like, try something. And I took an edible, right?
Oh, my god!
That's a cannabis.
Oh, like right before you went
to the
airport?
Yeah, right before I went to the airport, right?
How did you sneak that in?
No, I mean, but if it's edible, you can sneak it in.
Because
it's like food, you know?
Oh,
it's not something you smoke or anything. So I had it in chocolate, and I took it, and I thought I was going to die. I went into terror.
Yeah, most people, like, freak out.
Right. But you see, I'm a regular user of cannabis. So, so to me, it's like I take, like, big doses to feel it, right?
Oh, wow.
But I'd never been on a plane before. I haven't done this. So it was a first-time experience. And, let me tell you, I was horrified on the plane. I said, please don't take off. I hope something happens. The plane stays on the ground. The whole flight, I'm telling you, I was just in terror. And, I mean, I was at a point where I felt when I come back, I don't mind driving the 10 hours. I'll drive the 10 hours, but I'm not flying back.
Wow.
But I never did do that.
So what are your takeaways?
So the flight back was fine. My takeaways, don't edibles in places you haven't been before. Yes.
Especially on a plane.
Especially on a plane if you have fear of turbulence and crashing and stuff, you know.
Were people around you, like, aware? Like,
No. Okay. It's not like I freaked out or anything.
Oh, okay.
It's just inside, I thought. Inside. What am I doing, you know?
Yeah.
And I was thinking about it. I thought it's not a bad thing to die on a plane because it's more or less immediate.
Yeah.
You know? And the thing is that I don't know how long, I mean, you're young, I don't know how often you think about death and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, now I have older parents and everything, and I'm realizing, you know what, we all have to go one day, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather go quickly than have to age and go through all the illnesses and people taking care of you and cleaning your shit and stuff, you know. It's just not, it's...
You want to, like, have an epic death.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you know,
I relate to that.
Yeah, you know, something quick, you know. So, but that's the thing, on a plane you think, well, if you're just crashing into the ocean, that's a lot of time to think about your death.
Yeah.
But, you know, but then you're dead and that's it, you know? I mean, no big deal.
I feel like you would really like the movie coming out, Sully, with Tom Hanks.
Yes.
I really want to see that.
It looks good, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this was directed by By who? By not...
I don't know.
Not Spielberg, because I thought Spielberg was going to do it, but another really big...
Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember the...
I just saw the trailer again. I was like, oh, that's on my list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It looks like a great film. And I guess it's because the pilot himself has gone through trauma and things like that, you know, so it's more about him than the actual crash, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But they're saying now, I'm reading a related article, and they're saying that they're going to put a turbulence detection algorithm into the aircraft-based communication servers. So this is going to help them detect it in advance. So I guess they can fly around it. Now, that would be cool, right?
Good. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Still don't take freaking edibles before you get on a plane, man. It's all I can say.
I was in New York earlier this month, and the plane, like, literally swerved. Like, it swerved as it was landing. And me and my best friend were like, that was not okay.
Yeah, like, we're almost there, right?
That was not okay.
I know. It's like you're not ready for it, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, well, enough about death for one day. So, I also wanted to bring up that tonight I'm going with a friend to what they call the Great Love Debate. I don't know if you've heard of it.
I have not.
But they go around the country into different cities. It started here, and it's here tonight again. And it's funny because the organizer just walked in into the other show. But he always comes on my show, and they invite us. So I have a couple invitations. Now, the Great Love Debate, what they do is they bring 100 single men, 100 single women.
Ooh.
And we all
intrigued.
Yeah, right? So you go to, like tonight it's going to be at the Improv, the Hollywood Improv.
Oh, okay.
Right? Yeah. So they're going to have it there. And then they have a panel of so-called experts on love and dating.
Yeah.
And then they start debating and talking about it. Last time they had Dr. Drew and all that stuff. So they were talking about all kinds of why people are still single. That's the bottom line.
My gosh, this is the topic of conversation among all my girlfriends, like, really? Every day. No joke.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe I can get you and your friend a ticket for tonight or something, you know?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Well, I have an interview, well, you know, doing the whole press thing.
Yeah, but. Right? Good for you. So, you're going around doing press and stuff, and we'll find out in a few minutes what it's about.
Okay.
But I wanted to say about this love debate that a couple times... one time I was almost like fixed up with a girl. Well, it wasn't really fixed up, but you know what it was? They had me go on the stage. They did like a dating game.
Yeah.
So they took me as the bachelor. I was sitting with my back to the audience, and I couldn't see the contestants. They picked three girls, and I had to ask some questions, and they'd pick one, right?
Yeah.
So make a long story short, they picked one for me. Because I wasn't even listening to their answers. I didn't care. You know, I'm like listening to the voice. Who's the sexiest?
Oh, it was like one of those old school. Remember how they had that back in the day with like people from the Brady Bunch where you like hear their voices and you're like, that's the love of my life. Yep.
Right.
Yep. I feel you.
Yeah. It's funny you brought up the Brady Bunch out of all shows because, you know, the little Cindy.
Yeah.
Her name is Susan Olsen and she has a show here. She's a very good friend.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
I know.
Yeah. I remember when they still have those videos on YouTube.
They did
that type of dating. So how'd it work out?
I picked one, and it turned out to be actually the best of the three.
Oh, nice.
But then she seemed to have disappeared on me. I couldn't find her. And finally, as I was leaving, the organizers, you know, that picked me to be the bachelor, I don't know why they thought I was good for it, but they'd been on my show before, you know, organizers, so they felt. So as I was leaving... they told me, oh, wait a minute, what about the girl and stuff? I said, well, she's not... Oh, there she is. So we exchanged phone numbers. I texted her. Before you knew it, there was no more texting. We already analyzed it on the show, why she didn't respond anymore.
Well, you got to call Sam.
Well, no, you do, right?
Yes. I mean, guys always try to text.
I learned that. Okay, so listen. So I learned that with the second one, right?
Okay. Oh, the second one.
Yeah, because at the next... year's one.
Okay.
Which was, actually, it was only a few months ago.
Okay.
I met this other girl, and she was much younger, too, but we really connected.
Okay.
And
age is but a number.
Yeah, exactly, you know. So we talked and stuff. I mean, she emailed me, actually, mm-hmm. and which was nice. I said, wow, she's interested, you know, because I left her a card.
Wow.
And so we talked on the phone, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't hear from her again, right? So I said, okay, fine, you know. So I didn't hear from her or anything. Then on Labor Day, was it? I don't remember if it was Memorial Day, Labor Day, whatever it was. She texts me. Did she call me or text me? No, she texted me. She says, how come you haven't called me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what?
Girl's calling you out.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. but I thought she wasn't interested. That's mm-hmm. why I said. So I told her, I said, I haven't heard from you. I didn't, you know, no text, no phone
calls.
She's
playing hard to get.
Maybe, right? So I mm-hmm. told her I just decided to move on. So she writes, oh, really? Move on. I hate when guys say that. Bam. That one destroyed too. So that was two in a row.
So were
and
you
then
like, okay,
week,
I'm done, yo. I'm done.
Yeah, well, you know, no, I'm not done at all. I'm continuing this.
Yeah.
But I don't
done
go
with
out
her.
Near. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But no, she was done with me.
Oh,
yeah.
Both
no, she
mutually
was done with
done.
Me. Yeah. You know, obviously she, you know, I give up too easily on her, maybe she
mm-hmm.
felt.
Yeah.
So,
communication
but, yeah.
in
but
our
But that's the thing.
Place.
Look, I mean, you know, I was married for a while, mm-hmm. so I don't know shit about dating, right?
Mm,
and
me
I don't
either.
Go out
and I wasn't
as much.
Married.
That's true, right?
We're nobody, both at the same
I know nobody can figure out what the hell's
no,
going on.
No.
Wow, but
but at least you figured it out some point.
Yeah,
you're married.
Yeah,
I'm
well,
single, and I still I have no
but
idea.
But no, I married. Haven't figured it out at all.
Okay.
In fact, I was just going to bring up that I connected with someone on Bumble, the dating.
Oh yeah.
The dating app.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you who don't know, if you like dating apps, try that one because here the women get to communicate first.
Yes, they do.
Yes. So you, if you're a guy, you can't make the connection. You can only like and be liked.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's cool because the women get to choose,
mm-hmm.
right? They don't get bombarded with like a million of them.
Yeah.
And so then you actually, as a guy, you get some attention, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because I figure, look, if a pretty woman gets like 1,000 friggin', you know, I don't know, not 1,000, even 30 or 40 responses a day or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have time to go through all of them. And even if she does,
yeah.
how do you pick? You know? For a guy,
yeah.
you get three of them. You go, oh, okay, you know. But
well, I would say, like, honestly, just being intentional and being specific.
Right.
I'm getting real now, Sam. Like, it's amazing how much you can stand out. Like, most people just say the stupidest things.
That's
or
true,
like,
right?
Or just like, hey, girl.
Yeah.
You look cute. And you're
yeah.
like, okay.
So that
on.
Doesn't stand out. So what
no.
would stand out for you? Like, something
yeah.
funny or something?
Something funny or, like, something, if they notice something about, like, my profile that I said and they're like, oh, I noticed you liked this. Like, honestly, it doesn't take much to, like, get a date on one of those apps.
Yeah.
Just don't be weird and put yourself out there, take a risk, and like be really intentional.
That's true, right?
Yeah, know what you're looking for.
Yeah, and try to get on the phone as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
I mean, I connected with this woman
mm-hmm.
a few days ago
mm-hmm.
and we texted just a little bit, but I mean, no, it's like on the app itself, we only wrote back and forth once or twice. And
mm-hmm.
then I asked her, do you want to talk on the phone?
Oh,
sure, let's
nice.
Do it. So I asked her when. She says, well, I'm busy, but call me tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in the meantime, we texted, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I said something that I debated whether I should say, but I thought it sounded funny.
Okay.
She said that she works for a software company.
Okay.
I said, how cool is that? You know, I'm really a techie too.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, oh, cool. And then I said, I actually find it sexy in a woman that is like a techie.
Uh-huh.
Fuck that. She's like, what do you mean?
Oh.
Yeah, because I wrote that and I said, read. Or
that's the worst
yeah.
when you can see that they read your messages and then they like you're just waiting for them to respond.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah,
so no,
worst.
But so I said, I think women are sexy. Red, you are sexy. She's like, what do you mean? You know?
Yeah.
And I said, because all I try to say is, you're sexy to me at this point.
Yeah.
Okay? But apparently this fucked up everything.
Yeah.
She stopped writing back. Yeah. And but what I'm saying is, Look, oh Ashley, God. I'm fucking up big time, back and forth.
Here's where I think you went wrong. Yeah. And like, I don't know.
Maybe I did, right? I was trying to be funny too soon. Yeah, well. I think. I don't
know. Yeah, and the word sexy right away.
Right away.
I think could like throw you off if you don't know the person because right. I could see how... That's kind of how my dad taught. Like, I feel like you guys are just like straight up and stuff like that. And the word sexy nowadays, like said too soon, I think, could come off as like, is this guy
No,
creepy?
I totally agree with you. You know? I totally agree with you. And I don't know why I did it.
But I'm, don't like, let it stop you from being bold, Sam.
Yeah, no, and funny. But that's the thing is that I should have waited until we were on the phone first.
Yeah. Or like met her. Yeah.
Right, yeah. Because, yeah, and you know what? The previous week, okay, this one, I don't know where I went wrong. I think I do, though.
Okay.
And I'll tell you how I'm screwing these things up all the time. That's what I'm trying to say. I didn't realize that I was, but I'm striking out. Yeah,
the
well,
girl
now
who
that
also
I know you.
Single.
Now that I know you, but when you're hearing about all my screw ups, you can see how I don't have a clue what I'm doing.
Okay, let's hear
it. So this other woman I connected with, we actually went out to breakfast.
Ooh. Brunching it up?
Yeah.
Drinking some mimosas?
No? Actually, we didn't drink any alcohol. She didn't want to. She didn't order any, and I'm not a big drinker.
Yeah.
And it was for
I'm
lunch,
not either.
You know?
I don't know even why.
But some people do.
People love brunch.
Yeah, I mean, look, if I went out with a woman said, let's have some mimosas, I would have.
Yeah. Oh,
but yeah, she wasn't into it, so I figured why, you know.
Sure.
But at any rate, we had the best time, right?
Mm-hmm.
The best time. We sat there, we talked, we laughed, we ate. It was great.
Is this from Bumble?
Yeah.
Oh, Bumble.
Yeah, Bumble's working for me.
Okay.
And yeah, I don't waste my time on the other ones. They're all, there's way too much going on there.
Sure.
But so then we texted a few back and forth, and I said, so how did you feel about this, you know? And she said, well, you're fun to talk to, you know, and all this stuff. I said, yeah, but did you feel anything? And she's like, well, it's kind of too soon, don't you think? And I said, well, do you feel you want to see me again? And she's like, maybe, with a smiley.
Oh.
But it was still a maybe.
Okay.
I said, okay, and that was
so
that.
So confusing.
Right?
I have another idea for you. What if you ask that kind of closer to the end of the date? Like, hey, would you want to, and then you kind of plan your next thing
right
away? Because then it's like a hard yes or a hard no.
Right.
Like, I'm not in the maybe life. Like,
right.
I am living my life on a bullet train.
Right, that's true. So if I asked her in person.
Yeah.
But she may have still felt it was too soon.
Then they'll just tell you there and then.
Yeah.
So it's not like, maybe, smiley face, weird. Gosh.
It's like, yeah, what am I supposed to understand from that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I said the hell with that. And but that's what I'm saying. I'm also maybe giving up too soon, you know? So, like, with her, I probably should have been more persistent.
Well,
like,
if she said maybe, did you ask her out again?
No, that's what I'm saying. I just said okay, and I cut it off.
Sam.
You see?
Sam.
That's where I screwed it up, right? I should have stayed in touch. But I was offended, maybe. I don't know. Maybe, that's what happened. I was offended because I thought we had a great time. I was sure she'd want to see me again. So when she said maybe, I said, well, you know, screw this. But maybe that's not the way it works. You see, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I guess a woman does want to be courted. She wants to feel
does.
You're fighting a little
exactly.
for her, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
Yes. Preach.
You see, but that's the thing. I don't.
You're like, but I don't want to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to when I don't like chasing people too much.
Yeah.
You know, it's like if it's not there, it's not there. I'm moving on, you know?
Yeah, I think you haven't gotten to that point, though, yet.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like, you don't even know if you're chasing them. Like, it's a maybe. Like.
Yeah, no, but I got to tell you, maybe I have high expectations because it has happened to me in the past where I connected with women, like, on the first date.
Yeah.
But I have to be realistic that it doesn't happen all the time.
Yeah.
And to be a little more, like, like to hold back a little bit more, maybe. You know? I don't know.
I feel like don't be so intense. Like, it's funny because you have that, like, whole part of you that's like, hey, sexy.
Right.
So it's like, okay, don't be too intense. Mm. But try to be a little vulnerable where like, honestly, I would say on the date, like, hey, would you want to grab dinner or something? Or, like, think of something fun to do.
Because
then you're already, you get your answer, you know you know where it's going, right. And it's not this weird texting back and forth, but I think being a little bit vulnerable could go a long way.
That's true, huh? There you go. You see the words of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Pearls of wisdom.
The words of a single woman. But like guys these days, oh my gosh, like put in effort. Goodness gracious.
That's true, you know? But I'm thinking the women are not putting in an effort either. And so maybe that's the problem. That's what we'll figure out in the debate tonight. But that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, I mean, look, if she said something like maybe and she wanted to see me again, she probably would have followed up or something, don't you think? Or if I just said okay, then maybe
I would expect you to follow up for sure.
Okay.
Because you're the one who wanted to see her. Like
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If she wanted to see me, she might have written too. So, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Maybe I don't understand the dynamics. I really don't.
Communication destroys relationships. Or potential relationships.
That's
texting
true, right?
Texting has ruined our world. Mm-hmm.
But I think the problem also is with LA, there's just too many people, too many beautiful people.
Yeah.
There's a big supply. Of people, you know, it's all supply and demand. Think about it.
Yes, I agree.
Because you know, if there was a shortage of the other sex, then people would try harder. You know.
Yeah.
But since there's so many, people just are ghosting.
Oh my gosh! Story of my life. Well, not story of my life, but someone I hadn't even known what that was, and we'd like hit it off, went on a few dates, and then he totally ghosted me, and I was like,
and that's after a few dates.
Yeah, we had two dates, and then he wanted to like come to my church, so I was like, yeah. Wednesday night, church it up, and totally like never responded. And now I know what ghosting is. And yet he friends me on Facebook. I'm calling you out right now, Alex. But like, why do you friend me on Facebook? Like, I don't want to be your friend. Like, we're not friends. Which is the name of my series.
Oh, wow.
But, like, what? Funny. Like, you can't ghost me and then, oh, my gosh, Sam. Like, not out of sadness, but, like, out of, like, this world is crazy. I think you would really like, you know, Aziz Ansari? The funny guy.
Yes, oh, I read his book.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
It's basically
he's
like,
funny.
If there's no one on your street and there's one person, you'll end up marrying them.
Exactly. That's how our parents and grandparents used to be.
Yeah.
Their world was very small, you know, so people ended up marrying either in their neighborhood, you know, even in their own building sometimes.
Which is funny because I just recently was dating someone I lived right next to.
Oh, God.
But we had already known each other.
Oh, really? Okay.
Single again, so don't worry.
Yeah, no, but the thing is that I would think something like that is like dating someone at work where it's very uncomfortable once you don't see each other anymore.
Yesterday was the first time I saw him since, and it was so awkward.
Yeah, right?
He, like, it was interesting.
It's awkward.
Because you can't avoid them. It's like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Yeah, you have to be careful. I don't think I'd ever want to date someone I was working with.
Yeah,
although it's hard probably because you're like attracted to people that you're with all the time.
Right, exactly. And I did that, but I was like 21, 22 then. Yeah. I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you just joining us, we're talking to Ashley Bornanson, who's joining me today.
Mm-hmm.
And we get to talk a lot about dating and singlehood and stuff. But let's talk a little bit about you too, Ashley, because that's why you're here. You're promoting.
Yeah.
You're doing a lot of different things.
Yeah.
And that's amazing. So how would you define yourself, your career right now?
Yeah.
What is it that you do?
Sure. I'm a working actress and a content creator. So basically on the path to, I look up to like Rachel Bloom, Mindy Kaling, Lena Dunham, and that's exactly where I want my career going.
Wow.
And I love acting. I work in television and voiceovers, animation, love it so much.
Wow.
But I also love writing and creating content myself, especially in the comedy world. Yeah.
Wow. So you're into comedy. You like funny stuff.
Yeah. And I love drama as well. Like,
love
it. I just think like I lend myself more to comedy.
Yeah, because you're funny and you're, you know.
You're funny too, Sam.
Thank you. You're able to connect with the audience, I bet. Do you do stand-up at all?
So funny. I did stand-up once in my life and I had to have two drinks beforehand. My writing partner does stand-up like all the time. Like he travels the world doing stand-up. And I was like, I might not do this ever again. It went well, I think.
Right.
I don't know. But just like in terms of time, like I just don't have time to do every single field of the industry. So maybe I'll consult stand-up like later in my life.
Yeah, you don't need that. If you've got other things, all the stand-ups are dying to do what you're doing. So there you go, you know.
You always want what you're not, don't have.
Exactly, you know. But no, I mean, when you get on shows and things like this and acting parts, it's... Yeah. You get taken more seriously than just stand-up comics. It's because so many of them, everybody with a mic tries to be a comic. And it's not easy, you know? It's not easy to
do. Yeah, I think it's just like finding where you excel in the industry and just like going with it. So if it's stand-up, because I feel like everyone just wants to like get out there and share their art. And if it's stand-up, crush it. Mine is not as much stand-up and more like writing my own content.
Oh, okay,
and like,
cool. So you write content. When did you start writing? I mean, like...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, it's so funny because I was telling you off air and you're like, stop talking.
Yeah,
like,
don't tell me yet.
Go not ahead. Allowed to talk unless it's on, like, live. But I majored in broadcast journalism and I'd always been writing in, like, the news world throughout my life.
Oh, wow.
And so the transition, especially in comedy, a lot of it was, like, improvising at UCB, and when I had teamed up with my I had originally wrote like a dramatic short last summer, and it was so awesome to get to produce it, and I was like, okay, we need to create something else that's like more in our voice, that's more in a character we want to display. And at the time it was because we weren't generating a lot of like TV and film auditions. We're like, let's just like show the world what we are, because we're really specific. And started from there, and a lot of it came from improvising and then honing in on writing and taking like different classes and but a lot of it was started from improvising for sure.
Really?
And then finding our voice.
So you write for what? For TV?
Yeah, right now I created a web series that's so awesome. Our trailer, I actually just posted it late last night. It's supposed to like debut September 1st, which is tomorrow, which is my birthday.
Oh, that's what you have on Facebook here. September 1st.
Exactly.
I didn't know what it was.
And it's our official trailer to We're Not Friends. So awesome. It's the series we created. Myself and my co-creator, Don DePetta, who's fantastic and so funny and so creative. Great to work with. And we created this series, and now it's like getting attraction from like all these top agencies. And because our goal, like, eventually is to have our own show, to write
like
for
on TV. Television.
So, and it's great because the comedy world is so small. Like, right now I'm working with Seth Green on our series, Camp WWE.
Wow.
So awesome. And everyone is so connected. Like, we both were on the same episode of Broad City.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. And it was so, like, not related.
Yeah.
Like, I had booked it from New York. So
it's a small...
Such a small world. Small world. And basically, the girls of Broad City, that's what inspired me, was Broad City. And I had seen one of their directors speak at UCB about women in directing and how it's so powerful to create your own work. That I was like, okay, I want to do that too.
Wow.
And so working with them was like such a blessing. So I was like, oh my gosh, you're the ones who inspired me.
Wow.
So, yeah.
There you go. You see, and I think today it's like, because you have a trailer I see on YouTube and everything.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. Today, technology has empowered the individual so much that you don't have to pitch to a TV network right away.
Yeah.
You can actually let them sample what you can do.
Exactly. And a lot of networks like don't even want to meet with you until they know, even though we work in like on as the actors, like we're constantly working, me and my partner, unless you've like sold a show already, they're like, we don't care. But if you could generate a following and get a lot of people to like you online, why not? And the work already has started, like, has 10 times affected our auditions for TV and film, because people were getting to see the clips and they were like, wow, this is great.
Wow. So, there you go. You see, so you've really captured really the I think the opportunity here, you know?
Totally.
And yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. So it's a series. How many episodes do you already have in the can?
So the series debuts next week and we have 8 episodes our first season. And yeah, they're all done. And our composer, oh my gosh, we've teamed up with like the best artists. All our actors are on different shows. And all of them like just saw that our scripts, they were like, this is a great script. Like, I want to be a part of it. And we have musicians, Amber.
Uh-huh. Ojeda. She was here 2 days ago, yes.
So great. Her music is featured in it.
Oh, her music, yeah. Yeah. She's got great music.
There's this artist last night I was talking to, his name's L. Frost, who choreographs for like all these Nelly and all these huge people, and his music is now going to be in it. Crystal Peterson, her song Supergirl. Do you remember the song? I'm Supergirl and I'm here. I'm really
yes.
Her song is going to be in our series.
Really?
Yeah. Whoa, so it's so cool. Like when you just want to collaborate with people and they see your product and they like your vision, they'll jump on board.
Exactly. And and you bring the following too, which today I think they all expect you to have, right?
Oh yeah.
They don't want to work hard. You bring your own audience with you.
Totally.
Wow. So September 1st is your birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Well, it's tomorrow.
Thank you.
How cool. Now, so is that by coincidence or did you plan it this way?
Yeah.
You planned it that
Everything way. I do is very strategic.
No, good.
Nothing is ever coincidence. Sam.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So this was planned to be on September 1st.
Yeah.
Honestly, so when you guys watch this,
we pivoted like 2 weeks ago because we had so many people saying, let's set up meetings, let's do this, let's do that, like agents. And we just didn't want this to sit on a shelf for 2 years. Like, we would rather it be out there for people to see and then to like meet with networks than for this to be sold to someone right this second and to not get anyone to see. Do you know what I mean? Like,
no,
people sell scripts all the time and then they sit on the shelves for 5 years. So so we pivoted hard this month and we were like, no, we're gonna switch the game and have control.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the way to do it, you know. Yeah. I mean, you know what I want to do? I want to go to YouTube and play a little bit, even though it's a visual thing, but maybe we'll hear some audio from the trailer. Do you want to do
that? Sure. Okay. So, oh gosh, the first sentence.
Do you want?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay. So what should I search on
You could just click it on my Twitter. I put it on there this morning.
Okay, but what? Just give me the name of it because I'm already on YouTube.
Yeah,
to find it on Twitter would take me too long.
Sure, it's we're not friends.
We're not friends. It's
official
probably
trailer.
In a,
mm-hmm.
We're not friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, official trailer. It doesn't say. Let's see. We're not friends, and that's what it brings up here.
If you click channel,
yeah. Okay, we're not friends. There's a lot of we're not friends here, actually, so I don't know what's going on, but let me see. Okay, let me write in trailer.
Okay.
Yeah, I should have. It just didn't have it in the options, but there we go. We're not friends, official trailer. Yeah, and there you guys are. Okay, here, so, let's listen to
and
this.
And none of our hold Facebook on, hold people.
On. So, how long have you two been fucking?
What happens when the girl who's got it all figured out?
That'd be me.
That's not how love works. Pretty sure my future husband would know that.
Moves in with the guy who's thrown in the towel.
I've spent the last 2 years of my life wishing that I can change things, but I can't.
Meet Ashley.
Relentless, positive, and a little offbeat.
That's me. Yep.
Great.
Meet Dawn.
I would rather shave my balls with a flat iron than go eat croissants with you and Gabriel.
In a city of over 10 million people, somehow fate brings this unlikely duo together.
So you can go home now.
Okay.
But can one house handle two big personalities?
You guys just seem really different. Like I would never put you two together.
Oh, she's smart and cute.
Yeah, if you want to date a cabbage patch kid.
I think he's gonna lie.
Oh ew. God. No, not my type.
In a generation of student loans.
I'm working a job I think I'm being paid at. Find out I'm not. I have a college degree.
And dating apps.
She's so pretty.
That's you, Sam.
Come here. It's your daughter-in-law.
I didn't know you were dating someone.
I'm not.
Craziness is inevitable.
Friends, with benefits.
When you think you can control everything,
we're just watching the whole thing.
Yeah, I know. Well, here, I'm going to fade it out because I don't want to put the whole thing up. Yeah. And plus, people should actually watch it.
Yeah, I mean, watch it.
I just wanted to tease them with the audio a little bit. But I love this. Now,
you
wrote this?
Thank you so much. Yeah, I wrote it.
Wow.
Yeah, with my co-creator, Don DePetta.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you guys collaborate, like you sit together and you write this?
Yeah, we have so many different ways. Like a lot of it at first, like I said, started from improvising and then like doing outlines of our scripts. We've been working on it for over a year.
Wow.
And again, we just wanted to like get our work out there. Like it wasn't going to be a big deal. And then people started to see the episodes, like, before it aired, like, reps and stuff, and they're like, oh my gosh, this could be a TV show.
Wow.
So we were like, oh shoot. So we started taking it way more seriously.
Yeah.
So
very cool. But, I mean, yeah.
I'm glad you were laughing.
No, I mean, I think it's amazing.
Thank you so much.
You look great in it too, and they refer to it all the time. You know? They said both beautiful and smart and stuff. So yeah, and I think you guys are really, there's a chemistry there, you can see, right?
Yeah.
He's funny, the lines are funny.
Yeah.
You know, and he delivers them funny. So
Think like someone had said it's like the new girl of our generation So that was cool. I was like, yeah, it's like a new girl meets the Odd Couple. So if you like that kind of style and like friendships and just like we call things out that my generation is facing right now, like student loans, like dating, like those are huge topics that are like so different than they were 10 years ago.
Right. Mm-hmm. And all the social and dating stuff is so much, it seems more complicated now, you know?
So complicated. Right? And there's so many funny stories within that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good. So I'm sure you have. And do you get a lot of inspiration from your own life?
Oh my gosh, almost everything is based off our own experience.
Really?
Wow. Oh yeah. I mean, we'll take things and run with it, and like everything's heightened, but we're essentially playing ourselves, but heightened.
Wow.
So it's fun because Dawn attracts the like male audience that's like intense, and I attract the female audience, and we both kind of attract both as well, because females love watching. You know.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. The episodes, how long are they each?
So again, we were like, okay, we get to control everything. So they're like 7 to 15 minutes.
Great.
Like they're real.
Which is not too much.
It's a real show. It's not like a... And so many of my YouTube friends were like, oh, you should make 30-second like videos and stuff. And like, oh, we're scripted. Like, we know that... cat videos and huge things like that like will sell, but we want to challenge viewers to like have a higher retention rate.
You know.
Yeah,
you want to tell a story. Uh-huh. I mean, of course, you know, 30 seconds, that doesn't work. And you know what? It's like a short film, you know?
Yeah.
Because we've had a few, in fact, last week was full of like filmmakers of short films, but that's what usually a short film is. It's like 15, 20 minutes, you know?
Uh-huh.
So you guys are... I think this is cool because some web series I know, they're only like 5 to 7 minutes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And in some episodes, it's really just dependent on like how long the story needs to be told. And we did test this with like a ton of different audiences. And they actually were like, I want to see more.
Wow.
And my own family, who's very like ADD, it seems like they're just always like on the go, like so intense. My own brother and sister-in-law were like, oh my God, we want to see more. And I've never had that experience with them particularly.
Yeah.
So it was really cool.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're so running out of time and we haven't covered a lot, really. I wanted to quickly find out. Yeah. So you have a brother. Do you have any other siblings?
I don't have any other siblings, although my sister, I just call her my sister because I'm so close to her.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
Just one brother, intense brother.
Is he younger or older?
My brother is 4 years older.
Uh-huh.
And he's like the next Zuckerberg. Like, no joke. He's been on all, like MSNBC. He created his own company called Seamless Contacts.
Uh-huh.
And my dad actually left IBM to work with my brother. Like, that's how... Are you serious? Our family is very much, like, entrepreneurial. Like, we're visionaries. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And you're the more creative part of the family, too?
I think they're creative in, like, their own
ways. I mean, that's visionary,
ways.
Too, what you're doing. Not to say it's not, but...
Totally.
Yeah. But,
yeah, we're all, like, creative in weird ways, but I'm definitely the only, like, artist.
Yeah, artist. That's what I mean.
Totally. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. but it's nice that your family is an environment where each one of you can take the direction they want.
Yes.
And be supported by it.
Yeah,
by your parents,
a lot of people don't have that, and I'm really, really thankful for it. My dad always was like, you can do whatever you want. And he was actually the one who supported me going into acting more. And when I say going into, I was always an actor, but when I was deciding between broadcast and acting, he was the only one who said, you're an actor.
Really?
And then when I started booking all these shows and things like that, it was like, everyone was like, I believed in you this whole time. I'm like, sure, sure. So, but yeah, no father really says,
don't go the practical route. Be
exactly.
an artist.
But yeah.
he did, yeah.
There you go, you mm-hmm. see. And that's what it takes, I think. You yeah. got to support your kids, you know, yeah. whatever their direction is. Mm-hmm. Just go for it. You can't.
Totally.
Because you can't say get a real job when a real job is only your idea of a good job, you know.
Yeah.
Because for them, you know, if everybody thought that way, then we wouldn't have the stars that we do.
Oh, totally. And it's so funny because I was reading like Justin Bieber interviews the other day. And it was funny because like at 14, mm-hmm. when he was first getting discovered, no one would sign him. And it was so interesting. And to like see how far he's come, mm-hmm. it's incredible. And all these people, like, you have to see potential. And I love when people can see the potential. Like, I loved that people could see the potential in our series because we're like, no, we are visionaries. Like, we're going to create something and it's going to be awesome. And that's kind right. of, you have to have that much faith and belief in yourself in order to sustain in this industry. And yeah. then once you do, it's like people start getting attracted to that and you start working.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You see, there you go, people. You can get some tips from Ashley.
I'm like preaching over here. You're like, all right, let's talk about Bumble
again.
No, that's what
we want to hear. That's yeah. what people want to know. They yeah. want to learn. There's so many people trying to break in and they're mm-hmm. not successful, you know?
Yeah, and it's just finding your own voice, like finding whatever weird thing that makes you, I think. Like,
yeah.
If drama's your thing and you like playing psychos on TV, then maybe like make a little short that's you being a psycho. Like,
yeah.
like you just have to try not to be everything and be whatever you want and hone in on that and get
exactly.
really good at
hone
it.
In, focus, right?
Yeah, you have
you
to focus.
You gotta really focus on what you're doing. So
exactly.
too many people are busy doing too many different things.
Yeah.
But nothing really clicks, you know?
Totally.
I think if you put all your effort into one thing,
mm-hmm.
you'll see results.
Yes, exactly. And right. if that takes you getting off social media or whatever it is, I'm like,
yeah, right?
we both have to be on social media.
Yeah,
I'm like, get off social media.
Yeah, right.
But like just not looking around at what everyone else is doing and right. really just focusing in on your own gift.
Yeah.
Because you're going to go farther in that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, you know. So I also wanted to talk to you
yeah.
quickly about the other stuff you do. So you do voiceover stuff
yes.
too, right?
Yes.
And of John Cena? Cena? What
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, John Cena. He's
okay.
like one of the biggest wrestlers in the world right now.
Wow.
John Cena. He also was in Trainwreck with Amy Schumer.
Oh,
so
really?
I voiced the young John Cena and The Rock.
Oh,
In Camp WWE, which has like 99% approval rating on the WWE network, which is
wow.
awesome. It's adult
wow.
comedy, so you would like
yeah.
it.
I would.
There's
wow.
some swearing. And
oh, really?
Some adult
So where do you get to see this?
Yeah, right now it's on the WWE network. So your first month subscription is free. Vince McMahon is in it.
Really?
He voices his own character. Some of the...
Whoa.
Yeah, there's campers and then there's counselors. So some of the counselors are voiced by the wrestlers as well. And yeah, Vince McMahon does an incredible job. Like
yeah.
out of wow. everything he does, and then he can do voiceovers on top of it. So
wow.
it's really fun. The comedy writers are Aaron Blitzstein is incredible. He runs the show with Seth Green, and it's so fun. We work on it at Stupid Buddies Studios, and they were just nominated for Super Mansion, for the Emmys. Like, this is such a funny show. The writers are from Family Guy, Robot Chicken. Like, I don't know. I see this going to the Emmys eventually.
Wow.
I'm
how
not
cool
lying.
Is that? So now, how did you land the role? So you're
yeah.
doing the voices of guys?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay, do The Rock. Can you
okay,
do it?
Okay, so The Rock. Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, what I mean is, do they allow you to do the...
Oh, yeah,
of course,
sure.
right?
So The
yeah,
Rock on the show,
the
it's like, all you jabronis, Mr. Rock. Well, The Rock is ready. So he's like an 8-year-old camper.
Oh,
so if
okay.
you had like a guy doing it, it would probably sound too old.
That's true. So you're doing them yeah. as kids.
Yeah. And then John
okay,
Cena
gotcha.
Is like, I don't know, Mr. McMahon. I don't really think we should go there. Do you think we should go there?
Wow, I like
yeah.
that. It's like a boy.
yeah.
Wow.
Yep. And we just booked, I mean, breaking news, but I can't share with you what it is, but I am working as a lead on a new series
wow.
franchise. So I'm so excited. We just started this week. So
really?
When there's more news, it'll probably hit like Deadline and Variety, but super stoked. It's really awesome.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, there you go. You see, so now she really is teasing us about this stuff.
I know. Watch, wow. we're not friends.
yeah.
yeah.
So how are you going to do all that I mean, do you have time to do all this stuff?
Well, voice, I always like to tell my reps and everything to make sure people know that they're animated, because voiceovers, that's what's so awesome about it. You can work on like 10 shows and also be on a sitcom. Like the schedule for voiceovers is really incredible. Like you can do one episode in one session.
Oh, okay.
So it's not like a scripted television, you know, on camera, live action, where you're working on one episode for 2 weeks. Now, right. Everyone else is, but you doing the voices might only take a few days.
I see.
So you could work so many different shows.
Wow, cool.
Yeah.
So you have time to do that and to do your own web series and everything.
Yeah, and
which
constantly
is amazing.
Auditioning for TV. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why are my parents calling me now while I'm on the air? I don't know. They probably don't think about it.
They were probably like,
my mom probably needs me to buy her something. Yeah.
She calls you while you're on air, so you can't say no.
Yeah. You know, this is funny because I've always pictured when I do the show.
Yeah.
So this was more than 8 years ago, that if I ever do a radio show, I would want to have my parents on.
Oh.
But so this would have been a good opportunity for me not just to answer, but you wouldn't have been prepared for me to speak in English to her. Because we speak Hebrew.
Oh, my gosh, you speak Hebrew.
Yeah.
Well, then you'd really like the episode of Broad City we were in because we go to Israel.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice. Are you Jewish then or no?
I'm Jewish. I'm Israeli also. I mean,
so
I grew
cool.
up there till I was 16.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Yeah. Oh, awesome.
Yeah. But I love. So what made you want to do that in Israel?
Oh, well, we shot it here. So it was just like an episode of Broad City that was on a plane in L.A., actually. We shot it. It's so funny. I wanted to go on Birthright.
Really?
Because my mom's Jewish, and I like really wanted to understand that part of my self, but they denied me.
Really?
And I was supposed to go the same time that I ended up booking the girl of Rachel Hanowitz that's a girl on Birthright.
Wow.
Isn't that hilarious on TV?
Wow.
So I guess everything happens for a reason.
It is, right? Now, but for those of you who don't know, Birthright is really something that Jewish kids get to experience.
Yeah, I was denied.
Yeah. And that's actually, they get a free trip to go to Israel with a group, and they get to actually see what life is like there and to hopefully encourage them to move there.
Yeah.
And to make Aliyah, which is like immigrating to Israel for Jewish people. So so they did. You wanted to go on and they denied you the opportunity. You know what? F them then. What the hell?
Let's make our own trip, Sam.
Yeah,
like
there
all
you
our
go.
Bumble people.
You know what? That's the thing. Now that my parents, we moved them back here, now that they're older, I have no reason to go back there. You know what? I mean, and for things like this, you know, they always have to make everything so difficult.
Yeah, it was definitely sad, but...
Yeah, I don't know. That sucks, man. So you never got a chance to go?
No, but one day I will, because I do love traveling on my little hiatuses.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your voice is amazing. You know, you told me, you don't think you have a good voice for radio. You have an amazing voice for radio.
Well, it's funny, because in broadcast, they always said, like, you're not going to be successful in broadcast because your voice.
Yeah, but who said you were going to go into news? Or
I know.
Anything,
well,
know?
Yeah, like I thought
I
was.
There's different ways to be on radio.
Totally.
And people, so that's why I was telling you today, it's different. Your voice doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
What matters is your personality. Mm-hmm. It's personality radio.
Mm, you know? I love that.
Yeah, you know.
Do
so,
you, boo.
Yeah, and you've definitely shined today. What can I say, Ashley?
You've shined,
Sam. Thank you.
Shining together.
Yeah.
I'm excited for your love thing tonight. That's
yeah,
really
I know.
Cool.
Let's see what's going to happen there, folks. But I'm afraid I'm going to screw up. So you know what? It'll just be a hi, bye, here's my number.
You're not going to screw up. Don't put that out there.
No, I won't.
You'll do great.
Listen, actually, the last time, I got to tell you, but when I connected with this girl at the last one I went to, and we started talking and everything, I won't say who it was, okay? Because although I did before, because I was really pissed, but I'm like, I don't hold grudges and stuff. But he walks by, he says... What did he say? He says, she's not even in your league. Don't waste your time. And he said that in front of her and my friend and me who were there. I mean, do you believe somebody would say
Haters
something like
gonna
that?
Haters going to hate. I don't let those people in my life.
Right? Mm-hmm. And this is a guy that invited me to go back there tonight. So I'm going to go. We'll see how he's going to screw me up this time. But he actually, because the
call
funny
him
thing
out.
Was, I was sitting in the first row last time, and he called me to, to ask a question or something.
Yeah.
And I asked about dating apps.
Uh-huh.
So, and I had to stand in front of everybody and ask, you know, dating apps, blah, blah. I don't even remember the question, but he's like, let's see your Tinder profile. Uh-huh. So he started reading my whole profile in front of everybody and stuff, which uh-huh. was fun. I didn't mind it, you know. But they were criticizing everything, all the experts on
the
stage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did you learn any fun tips?
No, not really. They were just all assholes.
Oh,
I'm kidding.
Sam.
I'm kidding. No, I.
You need to be the next Bachelor.
Yeah.
25 women to choose from.
You're right. Yeah. Every guy would kill for that. Are you kidding me?
I know.
Wow, having all these women at your feet like that. Wow.
I know. I don't get like the appeal of like fighting for one guy.
Like,
I'd want to be. I'd totally like be the Bachelorette.
Right. Exactly. Right. Wouldn't you love that?
The guy would have to be super legit. Like right. I'd have to like totally.
But yeah, I mean, competing with all these women in front of all the whole world to see.
Your odds are not in your favor.
No, it's pathetic.
Talk about ghosts. Like, I like reasons too why things don't work out, which like you never get. It's kind of like auditioning. Like, like if you make it so far with something and then you don't ever find out, like they just don't call you if you don't book it. You're like, cool, why? And it could be like the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
You just move on.
Yeah.
You know?
Ashley, we're totally out of time. We're in fact running over.
Oh my gosh.
Ashley Bornanson, thank you so much for joining me. Tell people how they can find you.
Thank you so much.
Links, how can people start watching the show?
Yeah. Follow me on Twitter, Ashley Bornanson, AshleyBornancin. Tweet me. I love tweeting back. Facebook, we're on Facebook, same. Ashley Bornanson, like the page. We're Not Friends, WNF TV series. And subscribe to the YouTube channel. Do not forget, because the episodes will only be on YouTube.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't cost much to subscribe, folks. You just click on the friggin' thing.
It does not cost anything.
Anything.
And people nowadays, they don't see that like everyone has a YouTube because Gmail is connected to YouTube. So if you have a Gmail, you have a YouTube.
There you go, you see? All right. Well, Ashley, thanks again.
You're
natural.
So welcome, Sam.
I wish you a lot of success, and I know you will be successful because you're taking the steps. You know,
Thank you, Sam.
You're doing what needs to be done.
Sam.
Thank you very much. We're all on top of the world today, folks. Have a wonderful day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Tori, only on LA Talk Radio.